everybody. What's up? I'm here with Jay, and it is May 1st, which is the beginning of a big month for us as a community, the Borderline Personality Disorder Awareness Month, right? And so what we usually do for Borderline Personality Disorder Awareness Month is we share stories and I try to get people to connect as a community. So what we decided to do for phase two of From Borderline to Beautiful, Hope and Help for BPD, is to actually create a community. And so that's what we wanted to do, is come on here and announce that we actually aren't going to be doing podcasts. We're going to create a community that you guys can come and join and be a part of. A community is a really exciting experience because it allows you to connect with one another on an everyday basis. It's different than social media. It's not a Facebook where you're just kind of talking to people and connecting in negativity. This is a community that we are going to build based on positivity to really bring the BPD community together. You know, I'm always talking about my temperament and how intense I am and how I can really connect to people in the community, right? And because of that, you know, I do know that there's so much value in being in a space, an online space or a virtual space, connecting with people who have similar temperament than you, who are also on a path for positivity, hope to better themselves in recovery, and to really connect in a community in that way.
Yeah, I mean, there's no question that the ultimate growth is with a community and being a part of something that is positive, supportive. It's going to be very interactive. We're going to have challenges and courses and monthly themes and groups and study groups and book clubs and all kinds of stuff on this on this community.
Yeah, e-courses. So, you know, what we're going to be doing is launching. We're going to announce and keep you guys updated with when the community will launch. If you're interested, you can shoot us an email. So we'll take members ahead of time, because in order to have a community, you have to have people in your community, right? But we're planning on launching on May 15th. So we'll have a live event. And we'll tell you more about that. We don't want to let it all out today, right? Because this is Borderline Personality Disorder Awareness Month, so we want to start to build excitement, generate a lot of excitement around the community. But what you're going to experience is not just a podcast. Now, a lot of people tell me that the podcast is just not enough. Once a week, a podcast, or maybe they can't afford coaching, or maybe they just want more and they want to be around people who are like them. And this is really what this is about, is that it's not people like me who are only battling, it's people like me who want to learn and grow. So if you're seeking love, faith, hope, this is going to be the place for you. This is what we're going to do. So we'll have a podcast, we'll have live Q&As where you guys can interact with me, you can interact with Jay. We're going to do fitness, nutrition, coaching, book club, everything that we do in our everyday lives. We're going to share it with you, and we want you guys to be a part of a community that we're building. We really want to bring some momentum to this movement.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And, you know, it's important that you guys already know my story. If you haven't heard Jay's story, it's really important that you go and check that out, because we are two people who have had to learn through our brokenness to overcome and to really reconnect with who we were created to be and to grow from that experience. And so we really are honored and humbled to be able to bring this new community interactive experience to you guys in May and, you know, hopefully, you know, indefinitely. Now, the name of the platform, we will tell you, is called Mighty. So if you want to check it out, it's a mighty community that we're going to be building. So again, not social media. We're actually going to be taking things off of social media, because we really don't want that one-sided kind of interactive experience where I'm posting and then you're liking it and it's kind of few and far between. We really want an experience where you guys are all connecting with us, with each other. So, yeah, that's what we're offering. And should we talk about cost?
Yeah, absolutely.
Go for it.
The cost will be $29.99 a month. We realize that coaching is not for everyone, whether it be just you don't really want to be part of that system, or if you can afford that system. This is going to be something that is going to be for everyone. There will be something for everyone in this community. It's, like I said before, it's going to be very interactive. So you will be feeding the community with ideas and things that you would like to see on the community as well. So that way it keeps everyone involved. And, you know, it's just because it's an opportunity to continue to share our live with you guys and, you know, our growth experiences and how we interact sometimes on a day-to-day basis, which can be, you know, pretty hilarious at times. And yeah, I mean, it's just it's going to be a very cool community that, you know, I'm really excited for it, and I hope you guys are too.
Yeah, we're really stoked about it. And so, you know, if you're trying to envision what it is, you know, it's you'd imagine, you know, like you're walking to a space, and in that space there's just, you know, people who are like you in temperament, and they just want love and hope and support and community. There's also going to be e-courses. You know, that's something I think you mentioned, right? We want to do, you know, if people are interested in emotion regulation and they want that content and they want that Q&A, that connection, we're going to be doing work around that. But I want to be clear, this isn't group therapy. This is a community. This is a place for you to share, grow, and connect with people who are like you, but to learn how to do it positively, to learn how to engage and interact and know that you are not alone on your journey recovery. So we're going to share stories, we're going to share experiences, and we're going to just build this together. There aren't any other communities quite like this one right now, so we're really excited, and we really hope you guys get the word out, because it's not just a community that for us, it's actually for you. Instead of just having this, oh, I come on here once a week and talk at you, I want to talk to you, I want to talk to everybody who's involved and wants to be a part of this. So we're not going to be doing podcast episodes. We're going to update you through this platform, but all the podcast type, actually, there'll be video events, will be all on our mighty community when it launches. So we're super excited about that, and we will have an event for anybody that joins before May 15th. There'll be an event on or around about that day where, you know, we'll tell you more about that as we gain that momentum and that excitement. But yeah, I think everybody watching our everyday life would be pretty funny at times. We have some pretty hilarious moments. Like, this is how many takes to get this one recorded?
At least 8.
Well, I mean, you got a countdown, right? 3, 2, 1.
And I just wanted to add, you know, this community is not just people with BPD, but people who are affected by BPD, whether it's a family member or a boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, whatever. It's going to be something for everybody. So if you are not specifically, you know, diagnosed with BPD, not a big deal. You know, you're still welcome in the community because there will be plenty for you and on your end, things that, you know, if you're really trying to navigate through the diagnosis or through, you know, relating to someone with BPD, this is absolutely going to be the community for you.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a really good point. I'm glad that you mentioned that. Yeah, this is for loved ones and really anyone, you know, but this is, I can say who it's not for, because that's important, right? This is not for somebody who is on in the phase of their recovery where they need hospitalization, right? Because again, it's not group therapy. And if you don't want hope, this isn't for you. It's very important that we recognize that. It's one of the reasons why we do want there to be a cost involved. We want you to know that you are worth your investment, that you are buying into something that's going to give you value. It's going to bring a lot of connection and love and support into your life, including information, right? It's going to be a really great knowledge base. And if you are not into the idea of hope, if you don't believe that life can get better, that choices matter, if you don't believe the truth matters, then this is not the place for you. But if you believe in the truth and you're into hope and positivity and you don't believe the people saying that you can't recover, this is going to be the place for you, because that's the kind of community that we're building, a community of strength for people with BPD and their loved ones who are seeking that hope, that truth. Because we all know, like, truth, it sets you free. It really does. And if you've been listening to this podcast, or if you've worked with us and you've interacted with us, you know that we believe that to our core, our very soul. We believe that truth is the thing that will set you free and really help you move forward and love.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Anything else to add?
I don't think so. It's going to be pretty diverse. It's going to be, you know, as she'd mentioned before, there'll be some like fitness stuff. There'll be some nutrition stuff on it. There's going to be, I don't want to give too much away, but there's going to be a lot to it.
Yeah.
And so, you know, like I said, I'm very excited about it, and you know, I hope you are too.
Awesome. Well, I think that's enough for today. As we come back and we do more of these recorded events and some live events sprinkled in here and there, we'll let you know a little bit more about the community structure, the design of the community, and yeah, continue to give some information about why this is something that you really want to be a part of. So happy BPD Awareness Day. Remember that truth, hope, and positivity is what you really want to be sharing when you're sharing on social media. They do need to know the pain you're in. They absolutely do. And they need to know that there is hope, because there's someone out there who's just diagnosed. And your post could impact the course of their treatment and where they go. So remember that you want people to know that there is a way out, there is hope, there are things that they can do to build a better life for themselves. All right, everybody. Until next time. See you later.
See you soon.